Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you discussing the Julio Jones situation with the Atlanta Falcons. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Jeff Schultz from The Athletic. Has been covering all things Atlanta sports for a long time. Happy to have him here today on the show. Jeff, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
So, Jeff, absolutely. The conversation for us on our show really started after your piece last week in The Athletic, kind of pointing out Julio Jones and the situation going on right now with the Falcons. And then, of course, in the last couple of days, the Shannon Sharpe interview takes place as well. What's been the aftermath of your article and the Shannon Sharpe interview as well when it comes to Julio Jones with the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I can't believe how many people have obsessed over, boy, did Julio know he was on an open line or was the whole thing orchestrated? And I guess I understand sort of to some degree people obsessing over that aspect of it and whether there's going to be FCC violations as a result of it. But to me, you know, whether he knew about it or didn't know about it or was blindsided or wasn't blindsided, it doesn't really change the story. I mean, the main news aspect, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that Julio Jones said publicly, the guy who really speaks publicly about any issue except, you know, during the season when he talks once a week, but, you know, the fact he had never said anything publicly. He said this publicly that he believes he's gone, and that to me was the news, because it sort of, you know, stripped away any suggestion that, you know, a vast media conspiracies by people like me that the Falcons were looking to trade Julio Jones. So that to me was my primary takeaway. And the other interesting thing, I was actually texting with Tori McElhaney of our staff this morning. We were musing over the fact that, you know, only a week ago people were ripping us and other media members for perpetuating Julio Jones trade rumors, and how dare the Falcons do this, and I hate the Falcons, I'm done with them. And now if you go on comments under a story we had today, it's like, F Julio Jones, you know, this and that. Get rid of him. I'm tired of him. So it's funny how quickly fans turn around on issues.
Yeah. Look, it brings Aaron Rodgers to mind a little bit, you know. Yeah. It's like media making stuff up, and switched
exactly,
a little bit.
Exactly.
So, Jeff, you and I have talked some about this, but there's, you know, there are teams out there. First of all, I mean, it makes sense probably for an AFC team to be the trade partner here.
I think there we just lost Jeff for a second, so we will try to get him back on the air. Rex Road, I'm sure you're asking a wonderful question.
I am. I mean, I can ask myself and answer it. No, I lost it. I had the best question I was ever going to ask right there.
AFC teams.
Well, I'll tell you what my question is as we try to get Jeff back.
He's back. All right, let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jeff Schultz back on the line with us. Rex Road, go ahead.
All right, so, yeah, so, Jeff, I was just saying, so we've talked about how other teams have better situations, but how much do you think, like, the Arthur Smith relationship with the Titans, the Dean Pease familiarity with the roster, things like that could be a factor here? Also, Jeff, is the Falcons hoping to give Julio something close to what he would like, any kind of a consideration?
Well, I mean, well, they, you know, in any trade scenario, you could try to make a case that the team doesn't owe the player anything. I mean, they paid him a lot of money and everything, but obviously you don't want to have a trade set where a player of that status and that iconic level is not happy where he's going. So ideally, now that doesn't mean he's going to get a heads up per se, or his agent, Jimmy Sexton, is, you know, they're going to say, hey, would this be okay with you? Maybe they would, but I don't think it would behoove them to attempt to pull off a trade to send him a place where he wouldn't want to go. And that's because the other team is going to pick up on that, right? So, and Tennessee is a place I believe he would want to go. It makes sense for a lot of reasons. They are a franchise that obviously has been a consistently winning team over the last 3, 4, 5 years. They won, what, 11 games last year. They're sort of at that point now that you could say, add a Julio Jones, add that one star player who could get us over the top and we could compete for a Super Bowl. So in that sense, they are really a perfect fit. They have, you know, a good young receiver. Julio Jones could come in and help mentor that receiver and their receiving core in general, much like he mentored Calvin Ridley here in Atlanta. It's a similar climate. He wouldn't have to freeze his butt off in the middle of winter if he went to Baltimore, New England. It just keeps him close to – it keeps him in the South, right? He played at Alabama. And so I think in many ways it would be desirable for Julio to go to Tennessee. In terms of the Arthur Smith connection, I think he and Dean Pease see all of that, what I just said. But I also think, and here's where things can get interesting. You know, as we've spoken about, Joe, the Titans don't have the cap space to pay $15.3 million, which is what I think Julio's base salary is next year. Right now, they have, what, $3 to $4 million in cap space. So the Falcons are probably going to have to get creative in this, because if they want to bring more teams, including Tennessee, into trade discussions, they're probably going to have to do one of two things. Number one, they're going to either have to pay part of his salary, which is something pretty common in baseball. It's not as common in the NFL. And the way it would work is Julio, let's say, has a $15 million base. The Falcons agree to convert $5 million of his base into a signing bonus. They take the cap hit, the Falcons would, and now suddenly the Titans are only on the hook for $10 million, both in real money and in cap money in 2021. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the Falcons take a player back. Anything that would diminish the cap liability for the Titans, and in this case, you know, Arthur Smith's familiarity with the Titans helps because, and again, I don't know anything about Tennessee's roster to this degree. Maybe there's a player or two, whether it's a wide receiver, a running back, a defensive lineman. I picked those three positions because those are three positions the Falcons need, that the Falcons could take back a player, let's say a $5 to $6 million player, which would help the Titans sort of navigate how do you fit Julio Jones into the cap situation. So I think in that sense, it does sort of work perfectly. Plus, frankly, it's an AFC team, and if the Falcons had a choice, they would much rather trade Julio to an AFC team than an NFC team.
Jeff Schultz from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Jeff, with that in mind, whether it's the Titans or anyone else that eventually ends up acquiring Julio Jones, what are they getting? He's 32 years old. He's had some injuries in the last couple of years as well. What sort of player is Julio Jones right now, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, he's coming off a season where he missed seven games with a hamstring injury. You know, those soft tissue issues you have to be careful about. He's had foot issues off and on. I mean, the guy's been hurt really since his freshman year at Alabama, or maybe going back to high school. But he plays through a lot of injuries. He doesn't practice a lot because the Falcons really let him manage himself. And both in terms of how much did he want to practice, he takes himself out of game, out of, you know, certain snaps. There were many situations where fans were like, why isn't Julio Jones in there? Well, maybe it was the down and distance situation, but maybe frankly, Julio felt he needed, you know, a blow to come out. And so, but when he's on, he's on. He's still a great receiver. He's still one of the best receivers in the game. He demands attention from defenses. And, you know, even if Julio is, let's say, 60 to 70% of the Julio he used to be, you know, he still commands a lot of attention, and that opens up, you know, areas for other receivers on the team. So, I mean, he's still a good player. I mean, he's not the guy he was. But when he's going, he could still blow past DBs. He's still a great route runner. He's a really smart player. One of the smartest players I've ever been around. But, you know, when you're talking about health of a 32-year-old wide receiver who's had a hard number of years, you never really know what you're going to get, right? And he's coming off a year in which he played 9 games. So we'll see.
Jeff, if the veteran coming back scenario you know, were discussed here and became, you know, something that could happen. What do the Falcons, obviously, you know, they'd probably need a receiver, but what else do the Falcons need? What would they be interested in position wise?
Yeah. I mean, so Calvin Ridley, proved he could be an elite wide receiver last year. I think that helps the Falcons cause a lot. And they're bringing in Kyle Pitts, who, you know, is Kyle Pitts. And Russell Gage is a really nice number two or number three receiver, let's say number three. So I would say receiver would be one possibility, but not desperate. I think running back is probably the thing they would need most. So I'm sure the Titans would send him Derrick Henry, right?
there you go. It's done.
So there you go. Deal. Done. I think a usable running back, or I think, you know, every team in the NFL is looking for line depth. The Falcons have done quite a bit this offseason offensive line-wise, so I would say defensive line would be more likely. But frankly, Joe, I mean, you know, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, they need everything. You know, they let go of a lot of players. That's really the side of the ball that they need the most work. So whether it's a lineman, a linebacker, a DB, I don't think they'd say no to anybody if in this case, Dean Pease said, yeah, here's a guy who would work for us. And frankly, I don't even think it would need to be a long-term player, right? I think they're just trying to make this work for a year or two. And it's not like it has to be a young, up-and-coming receiver or player that they feel they can build around. I think they're just making this, like I said, they just want this to work for a year or two. But I would say if it is a short-term player, they would need a draft pick too. I think the player would be more about making it work cap-wise. But I think with that, they would want a second or third-round pick as well.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And, Jeff, as you can imagine, a lot of interest in how this plays out with Titans fans around here in our market as well. Jeff Schultz from The Athletic has been our guest. Jeff, we appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Okay, anytime. Take care.
Absolutely. Jeff Schultz from The Athletic here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Jeff had to say there and get your thoughts as well on Julio Jones to the Titans on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.